lied about my history test, and I told my mom I did fine. Now I feel so gross inside, and I want it to stop.
That gross feeling is the Holy Spirit telling you to do the right thing. Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. When you've done something wrong, do you ever have a guilty conscience? You might feel yucky and sad, and you might keep thinking about what you did wrong. That's God trying to tell you to confess what you did so you can make it right with whoever you hurt, even if they don't know about it. Jesus died and rose again to clean away your sin and your guilty feelings. Just pray and ask Him for forgiveness. You can even use the words from Psalm 51:2, which say, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Our story today, it's called Gross Outside, Gross Inside. Lily jumped over a puddle and wrinkled her nose. She moved to the side to avoid a soggy straw wrapper someone had left on the ground. "Everything just seems so gross today," her mom smiled at her. "Sometimes when everything gets rained on, it can get a little yucky." "I just want to get an ice cream cone and go back to our freshly cleaned house," Lily said. Mom laughed. "Me too, sweetie." She pulled the restaurant door open and motioned Lily inside. "You know," she said, her face looking serious, "sometimes I feel gross inside of me." Lily stepped up to the back of the long line leading up to the counter. "What do you mean?" "When I've done something wrong I know God doesn't want me to do, it can make me feel gross," Mom replied. "Boy, am I glad that Jesus doesn't let me stay that way. He cleans me up quickly when I ask Him to, just like how we cleaned the house today." Lily frowned. She wasn't quite sure what her mom meant. Later, after they were back at the house and their ice cream was gone, Lily went into her bedroom. As she sat down on the floor, she saw the piece of paper she had hidden in her closet sticking out from a stack of books, her history test. Suddenly, Lily was pretty sure she understood what her mom had been talking about earlier. She had gotten a bad grade on her test, but when her mom asked her about it, Lily said she had done fine and then hid the test so her mom wouldn't find out the truth. She felt gross inside each time she saw it, knowing that she had lied about her grade. Lily thought of the dirty puddles, the soggy straw wrapper, and the way it had felt to walk across the parking lot. "Jesus, can you clean all that up inside of me?" she asked. She went to her closet and grabbed the test. "I'm sorry, Jesus," she whispered before she headed out of her room to do the right thing. "Please forgive me and make me clean. I don't want to feel gross any longer." So what about you? Do you ever feel gross inside because of something you've done? Maybe you lied to your parents or were mean to a brother or sister. Sin can make us feel dirty inside, but if you know Jesus, you don't have to feel that way. Because He saved you from sin, when you confess your sins to Him, He promises to forgive you and make you clean. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, number 51, verse 2.
"Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin."
And our key thought, Jesus cleans away sin. Have you signed up for the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program yet? When you do, you can get this year's Zach Pack. I put together some special items to help you do your reading every day. In the pack, you'll find my favorite blue fundana. You can wear it as a hat, a scarf, a headband, or any way you imagine. I've also made a brand new journal for you to write down questions and prayer requests or the things you've learned about God. And you need something to write with, right? So I came up with red, blue, orange, and green pens, and they light up like flashlights too. Check out the Zach Pack at wordwithzach.org and tap Materials in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.